Welcome, everybody. This is the Board of Directors OFL William S. Hart. I'm sorry, this is not the William S. Hart. William S. Hart, Ridgecrest, Board of Directors regular meeting. And today is December 3rd, 2025. Time right now is 2:51 p.m. Welcome, everybody. And Susan, can we get just find out who else is on the line today?
Definitely. Thank you, Harold. On the line for board members, we have Harold Eggard and Peter Russell. And for staff on call, we have myself, Susan Fisher, Janelle Lee, Nalani Santos, Alex Salazar, April Moore, Mike Scott, Candace Barner, Ileana Kyriakos, Melissa Bauer, Michael Leonesio, Stephanie Gray, Yelena Shapiro, and Zach Hillowart. Is there anyone I missed? Okay, moving on to teleconference locations. Once I say your location, please stay present. The first location is 27616 Newhall Ranch Road.
Present.
Thank you. Next is 18824 Soledad Canyon Road.
Present.
Thank you. Next is 900 North Norma Street.
Present.
Thank you. And last is 320 North Halstead Street. Present. Back to you, Harold.
Thank you. All right, moving on to public comment. Members of the public may address the board at regular meetings on agenda or non-agenda items that are within the subject matter jurisdiction of the board, and at special meetings on agenda items only by using the call-in information set forth above. Speakers may be called in the order that requests are received or grouped by subject area. We ask that comments are limited to 2 minutes with no more than 15 minutes per single topic, so that as many people as possible may be heard. By law, the board is allowed to take action only on items on the agenda. The board may at its discretion refer a matter to school staff or calendar the issue for future discussion. Are there any members of the public on the line right now for the OFL William S. Hart Ridgecrest meeting?
It looks like we have someone who has their hand up. Can you come off mute?
Yes, this is April Moore and Mike Scott. We just wanted to say hello on behalf of the Sierra Sands Unified School District. We are the authorizers of this organization and wanted to just say hello and build a relationship with the governance team and your folks.
All right, welcome.
Nice to see you all.
Thank you. Pleasure to meet you.
All right, moving on to item 4A, the consent agenda. All items that are listed under the consent agenda are considered by the board to be routine and consistent with approved policies and practices of the charter school. The board will be asked to approve all of the consent agenda items by a single vote, unless requested by a board member to be discussed and considered for action separately. Peter, did you get a chance to read items 4A1 and A2?
I did.
All right. Can I get a motion to approve the consent agenda, please?
Peter Russell, so moved.
All right. I second. Peter has moved. I have seconded. Can I get a roll call vote? Peter.
Aye.
I also vote aye. Item 4A, the consent agenda, is approved. Thanks. All right. Moving on to information items. Item B1, the OFL Ridgecrest Charter Update. Stephanie.
Good afternoon, board members. I have for you today the charter update for OFL Ridgecrest from November of 2025. The charter statistics related to enrollment are in the brick and mortar building. We have 157 students, and in our online program, we have 88 students for a total enrollment of 245 students. For academics, students at OFL Ridgecrest have signed up for concurrent enrollment classes at Saracoso Community College. Currently, there are 15 students scheduled to take courses in the fall semester, which is 5 times the number of students compared with last year. The classes being taken include welding, child development, art, information technology, French, and foundations for success in college. Study groups have also been formed at the center to help students navigate these concurrent classes. For trips and clubs, five of the OFL Ridgecrest students attended the Washington, D.C. trip and brought back so many memorable experiences. Students enjoyed seeing the different monuments, exploring multiple museums, walking the grounds of the Arlington National Cemetery, and visiting Gettysburg. Student leadership is up and running with students planning center events, which include our Movies with Meanings and parent engagement potluck. Their first movie was in memory of September 11th, which had a very strong showing. For our educational partner engagement, the Ridgecrest Fire Department came to the center to give the students a firsthand look of what it is like to be a firefighter. Students learned a lot about what it takes to become a firefighter and had a blast exploring the fire truck and equipment used to help the firefighters. Along with having the fire department come by, OFL Ridgecrest has had the Army recruiter come by to speak with students. The ASVAB has been scheduled to be offered in the center so that students can progress on their military pathway. Lastly, multiple workshops have been held on resume writing and interview skills. Can I answer any questions for anyone?
None here.
None here.
Great,
Very
thank
good.
you.
Thank you. All right, moving on to item B2, the OFL Ridgecrest financial update. Alex.
Hey, thank you. So this is the first financial update for the school for fiscal year 24 or 2025, 2026. This is as of August 2025. So the first document is SP740 report for the school. And with this close, the projected P2 ADA for OFL Ridgecrest was 229.37. Based upon that projected P2 ADA, revenue has been forecasted to be $3,562,907. Moving on to expenses, the first expense line item is certificate salaries and benefits at $2,069,132, or 58.07% of revenue. Just below that is the instruction-related services at $3,381,380, or 94.91% of revenue. Next two subtotals are your non-instructional expenses. First, operation facilities at $195,847. Then the administration and all other activities at $266,746. Just below that is the projected deficit as of this close. So that is your total revenue minus your total expenses. So indicated here is that the budgeted expenses for the school is greater than the revenue. So the deficit as of this close was $281,066. Like to note that this was the first close for the school, and we did use projected, or we did have to use budgeted ADA for this close. I can attest that the school's projected P2 ADA has increased significantly for the size of the school. It's currently tracking the last close that we just completed at, it's at $271,065. So although with this financial update, the school is projected to have a deficit, I can tell you right now is that since then the budget has been reworked, as well as ADA has increased, so therefore your revenues increase. The school is at a very good place with excess revenue. They're tracking about almost just a tad under 5%. So, but we'll keep going here because this is the first one. So next page is your need to spend calculation. So the school is meeting both of its required spending for certificate salaries and benefits, as well as instruction related services. Certificate salaries and benefits are overspent by $635,062. Instruction related services overspent by $547,515. So deficit's the same. There is no need to spend to increase that deficit. So $281,066 is the deficit as of this close. Are there any questions before we proceed?
None here.
None here.
All right, we'll keep it going. So, next page is the updated income statement format that we discussed in a previous board meeting. So all this information is rolled up into the SB 740 report. So if there are no questions, we can look at variance analysis report.
Let's do it.
All right. So with this report, we take 1% of year-to-date total expenses. In this case, the threshold is $6,199. Any actual sub-budget year-to-date where the variance is either favorable or unfavorable is highlighted here. So the first one is certificate salaries and benefits. The July and August expense was less than anticipated, so it will be reforecasted in October, which we have done. So we're hoping to close that delta. What that means is that although it's a savings at this time, your total year would end up smaller, and then you're anticipating more of a deficit than you're actually going to work with. So when the salaries are more in line, you could see how current operations are and that the school could use that potential money for something else. So they have been reforecasted. Opposite with non-certificate salaries and wages, July and August was higher than anticipated. So that is the reason we do the budget back in April of last year. We take our best shot, but that's why we do the forecast reforecast in October, because then we're looking at the current staffing of the school. Next one would be IT services. The July and August invoices had not been received as of yet, so there was nothing to input in here. So once those invoices catch up, we will be able to expense that amount. So next, you have your tech materials and Chromebooks. This was a purchase for Chromebooks for students. It wasn't budgeted at the time, so that is why you're having an unfavorable variance there. As well as the sped services, very similar to the IT services above, you're tracking 1 month behind. So we're working with the vendor to see if we can get those invoices timely. What happens is that we're in the middle of the close. Rather than delay the close, we just kind of proceed with that. So hopefully they will catch up soon. Last is your curriculum expense. There was only a small curriculum purchase in August, so that is something that's resulting in a savings there. Next page will be your total asset or your balance sheet. So as of this close, Oakville Ridgecrest had total assets of $2,837,216, total liabilities of $1,957,393, total net assets of $879,823. The last document is the cash forecast. So as of August close, the school had $955,829 cash in bank. And at the end of the current fiscal year, we're projected to have $1,522,271 cash in bank. Are there any questions?
None here. No.
Thank you.
All right.
That's it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Last meeting. All right, before we adjourn, then we will go ahead and let everybody know that the next board meeting is scheduled for January 21st, 2026 at 3:30 p.m. Any other comments, Peter, before we adjourn?
I have no comments. Thank you all.
All right. Can I get a motion to adjourn then?
Peter Russell, so moved.
And I second. Peter has moved. I have seconded. Can I get a roll call vote, Peter?
Aye.
I also vote aye. The meeting is adjourned at 3:05 p.m. All right. Thank you, everybody, for coming on. And we'll see everybody next year. And happy holidays.
That's right.